Warning, this is a parental advisory. The following contains explicit...
What the fuck?
Dirty Kong Podcast.
I fucking love that video. There's nothing better, I always say, than seeing a gay man's arse float up and down.
Football and kissing is what every man needs.
It's what I need. Right now, dude.
It's what you need.
Get on your fucking knees, mate.
What you need is the Dirty Kong Podcast.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to this week's edition of the Dirty Kong Podcast, episode 33?
30-something.
Holy crap, Dave's back in the studio.
Hey, I'm back, and someone isn't.
J-Train's not here. So I think we're swapping every week now, aren't we?
Yes, as we all indulge our increasingly exciting lives. It's becoming harder and harder to get us all in here at the same time.
But, you know, it's going to happen, listeners, don't worry. I don't think anybody gives a shit about DJ, to be honest.
Nobody gives a shit about any of us, to be honest.
We had literally no emails to say that they were sorry you weren't in last week. there we go.
Not even from me, even I couldn't be arsed.
So, what's the story, Dave? Where were
you? Well, I did try and Skype in, as you know. I went away for a weekend to sunny Mablethorpe. It actually was sunny. That's just like a East Midlands coastal town. It's where everybody from like Derby and Nottingham fuck off as soon as it gets warm. Well, Skeggy is, but McDonald's just behind it.
Yeah, were
McDonald's.
Were you on the beach then? Or?
When I rang you, I was on the train coming back.
Yes, you were.
Fucking rammed.
And you were like, dying, weren't you?
Yeah, there was like 300 people crammed into three carts. I thought, we're in India. So I was in the bit between two carriages where it moves because the link is
there.
Yeah,
the link's
there. So every time it goes around a bend, it's all weird. I was right next to a toilet with a woman with a baby in a pushchair.
Was it a fit baby?
Yes, the baby was very fit.
Fit and healthy, that's what I like. Nothing wrong with being a fit and healthy
baby. Could fight
baby.
Off all my advances even at such an early age.
No,
I'm joking. But yeah, we were all sat there in between carriages, drinking, which I thought was quite hilarious. And it was so hot, there was no windows in there or anything. I was like a dog in a car.
Proper antisocial lout, yeah, drinking on the train.
And the thing was, there was people like just in the carriage behind us, we could hear her being actual too social.
Overtly social.
Fucking, you know, like when we went to the restaurant, there was that old hag chatting up those men, fairly younger than her, talking about all kinds of obscene things like
drunk
donkey
malt.
Dicks and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of the same kind of vein. They were like that, but it was more than men saying, I've got a massive cock and I'd like to do things to you. And I'm like, there's kids on this train. And they're running up and down, annoying the shit out of me. But yeah, so British Rail there gets you to A to B, from A to B.
Fantastic.
And sometimes you're still alive when you get to B.
And
but it was a good weekend, man.
No, I'm glad to hear it, Dave.
Yeah, sex in the sandy bed, which was horrible.
Sandy bed. Why was the bed sandy?
There was just too much sand in there. We'd been on the beach.
And then we
went on the bed.
Straight from the beach to the bed.
Pretty much, yeah. That's
Didn't you not have is. Sex on the beach, Dave?
No.
As the song goes.
I did not. I wasn't risking it. Crabs.
I had a sex on the beach when I went on holiday this year.
The enjoyable?
The drink.
Oh.
Just the drink.
Oh.
No, it was fucking
enjoyable.
No. I hate cocktails. Too sweet, full of fucking juice and stuff. I like complete blandness when it comes to my ale. I like shitty lager.
Yeah, you do. Really shitty lager.
And that's
lager.
It. I don't like anything with fruit, anything with pineapple in it.
Anything with taste.
Anything with taste. If I had it my way, water could get you drunk.
Ethanol. You'd just drink ethanol.
Yeah, I would. That's just what I'm like. I don't like anything particularly fruity or special.
That's how you roll.
Although I like you.
Oh,
you're fruity and special.
You're a fruit.
Burn.
What do you got to say, Jay?
Oh,
he's not there.
What's that, Jay?
Your mum's a fruit. Oh.
His mum's fit as fuck. I'd destroy her from the arse. Guess what I did last night after I came home from work.
After you had the wank.
Well, yeah, but that's a given. I decided to put a movie on.
Oh, porn, eh?
Not porn.
Not porn.
Well, Dumbo, the classic Disney movie. Dumbo.
What a film. Absolute film. You may not think this, but I'm an avid fan of Dumbo myself.
Oh, well done, mate.
Beautiful film.
And it's only an hour in length.
Yeah.
And I never realised it was that short.
But you never feel shortchanged, do you? After
no, it's a it classic. Like, it's epic. A great movie. And I cried like a fucking baby.
Oh,
I'll say it.
The sad song and the with his mum locked up.
Yeah, when his mum was locked up in the clink and she's rocking him back and forth through the bars. Yeah, and then they wave goodbye through the bars.
I'm welling up just thinking about it, man. I nearly always cry on that.
It's a sad
lonesome
film.
Tear in the corner of my eye.
I'm completely comfortable with my masculinity. I can admit that films make me cry and Dumbo makes me weep like a fucking girl.
One of my first memories of crying at a film was Terminator 2. And I think that's quite funny because like later on in life, Spaced mentions it as well, that Tim cried at Terminator 2.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I thought, yeah, I did. I genuinely cried when he went in the lava at the end. How fucking hilarious was that?
But he's still alive. He runs California. Oh, no, he doesn't now. Does he?
I know. I think they've ousted him or whatever they do.
They outed him.
outed him.
Kicked his ass
for
out.
Touching up people. But just quickly, a funny link. I don't know if I've ever mentioned this, but you know I said you were watching porn and you said Dumbo.
This has to be funny now, though, Dave.
Oh, I think it's quite funny.
Go on, then.
My dad was, when he was living with my mum, he had his mates round drinking and they were all watching something on video back in those days, if you can imagine such a thing.
Betamax.
Betamax, yeah. I used to have Betamax. I fucking wish I still did because some of the old cartoons. But anyway, back to the main gist. They were all like drinking like louts, watching a film, and my mum comes in and they quickly turn the video off. And she goes, "Oh, I know what you're doing. You're watching porn, aren't you?" And I'm like, no, of course we were. And then she says, "Well, turn it on then." And I says, "Okay, turn it on." She presses play. What bit was on? Dum 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 dum. Pink elephants on parade. Pink elephants on parade. And then she looked by the video player, and there was Pinocchio too. And these are they'd be men close to our age, probably a little bit older, still indulging in good old Disney.
Nothing wrong with that.
Disney is shit now. You kids don't know what you've got, what you don't have even.
They have Hannah Montana, or whatever she's called.
Fucking hell.
And Judas Brothers. Judas Brothers.
Judas Priest.
No, not Judas Priest. One of them was a fag, the lead singer, wasn't it? just throwing that up in the air, listeners. I think we gay bash a bit too much on this show. And I also think we talk about paedophilia. We've already discussed both in the space of 8 minutes of this show. Are we going to... Because we've had complaints, Dave. You weren't here last week, but we had a very pissed off email by a woman I can't remember the name of now, a student. She wasn't happy with our course content and our bigotry and our anti-gay, sort of...
The thing is, we're not anti anything really. We're just saying shit because we know it offends people. And some people say it's not big, it's not clever, but we enjoy doing it, so we shall continue.
I will fervently admit that the Dirty Kong podcast is full of complete immature humour and fart gags. But that's what we enjoy. I mean, we're too old to be laughing at what we laugh at, but we love it. And I enjoy insulting people, and people can fling insults back at us. I don't really care. And they can defend themselves as well. They can always write in. Dirtycong@live.co.uk.
What a plug.
See, I'm fucking working it, man. I'm always working it.
He's on the ball. Well, do you want to do some old people, then?
Do I want to do some old
people? And police, really.
Oh, are we going into stories?
I don't know. Do you want to go somewhere else first?
I just had one thing I wanted to discuss before we... I was in M&S the other day, Dave.
M&S.
Yeah, I'm not posh.
Oh, there's no food like M&S food.
Well, this is it. I was shopping for food at M&S. Not that I'm...
Wanker.
I know. I'm not old or posh.
What's wrong with Quicksave?
Morrison's. Is there a cheaper fucking food place than Morrison's? Is there cheaper than that?
What about Aldi or Lidl?
Oh, Aldi, Lidl, yeah.
Aldi and Lidl.
You can't beat that shit. But I was in M&S anyway, and I'd done my shopping. And all I was buying was a sandwich that was 80p and a packet of extras gum. John Boy Dirty Con podcast loves extras gum, by the way.
Yes. And I'm quite partial too.
Also Budweiser. But I was behind this really old guy and, waiting. I'm zoned out because whenever I have to wait for everything, I just lose my mind completely and just zone out and think about porn. Especially when I'm looking at the old ladies at the checkout.
That is the porn.
That is the porn. What brought me back into reality was the fact that the old guy in front of me farted. And if basically, due to the sort of approximation of me and him, he farted on me.
Oh, man.
There wasn't enough room to be said that we were two separate beings. We were basically stood next to each other. He could have been my granddad. And he farted on me, basically. What the fuck's that about? And he didn't even turn around. Didn't even acknowledge it. And it was loud. Really fucking loud. And the checkout woman didn't even acknowledge it. And nobody acknowledged it. And I thought, I'm within all rights here to turn around to this guy, just tap him on the shoulder and punch his face in and scream and then piss on him and then take a shit on him. I'm within my rights to do that for what he's just done to me.
I believe you are,
and
yes.
We are all too polite in this shop in M&S to acknowledge this guy's just farted. And I was gobsmacked.
But your true Britishness took over as well, didn't it? Because you were too polite.
Because I didn't say
shit. Stifled. You were that man has farted on me. I'm so angry right now. But I shall not move. My shoulders will quiver slightly in rage. Should have had JT with you. He just fucking
rage it out.
Picked him up, chucked him out of the shop, through the window. Grr, fart on me.
But before this had happened, this woman was, you know when you stood next to somebody or in front of somebody and somebody's behind you and you can sort of feel that they're getting a bit twitchy, they're getting a bit nervous or, you know, impatient, whatever. Excuse me. There was an old lady behind me with her shopping and she had a lot of shopping. And I just had a fucking sandwich and some gum. And because I only had this, I didn't put one of those barriers behind my food that she could start putting stuff on. I left it. And I could feel that she was getting twitchy and getting annoyed and sort of huffing and going, oh. So I didn't bother grabbing one of the slats and putting it on the thing. And so the conveyor belt moved along. So my sandwich is basically right at where the woman was, you know, the checkout woman. So you've got all of the conveyor belt left. And she just didn't put her food on. I thought it was hilarious just because I didn't put the thing on. Then eventually she grabbed it. She reached over and slammed it down really like, you know, rah, rah, boom, slammed it down. And my sandwich was already at the checkout woman. Pointless. Completely pointless. But that's because that's old people for you, M&S. They fucking fart on you. They don't say anything, and then they're so polite that they can't even put a slat on the...
I think you're a bit of a bastard for that.
Yeah, I've got to fuck with these people. Open your mouth. I can't stand anybody that's too polite to... If somebody's affronting them or doing something a bit negative towards them, they can't just say something. I'm not saying be rude or shout at me. Just say, excuse me, can you just put one of those things? Why not?
Or about, excuse me, can you not fart on me, please?
Yeah, can you not shit in the air around me? Cunt.
I like to think a big grin appeared on his wrinkled face.
Yeah, he knew what he was doing.
Knowing that he'd done that to
you. I think it was the same thing with me, though. I was behind him and he knew that he was annoying me. Bastards. That's why I hate old people. I discussed this last week.
Yeah,
they should be directed to a furnace.
Like
After a certain age, it's basically, right, you've got to jump in this hole of fire now. That's my philosophy.
You don't jump, we push.
Beautiful. So that's it. That's everything I've got to get out of the way for this week. And
I just want to mention old people as well now, because I was walking back from a dance to my ass after feeding the reptiles, and there was this old guy. He looked a bit drunk, you know, the swaggering. And as he got close to me, he lunged at me, face like made the hunch in his shoulders that he was going to like start a fight or whatever. And so I put my hand out of my pocket and I clenched my fist, and he like took a step to the side and carried on walking.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I give him the benefit of doubt. Hopefully he's mental. Because I wanted to just go back and smack him in the back of the head. I'm like, no, fucking make me jump. But yeah, it's lucky that I was particularly slow to react that day.
Because he accidentally made you jump.
He didn't accidentally. I'm telling you. You know when like somebody comes up to you and like punches shoulders like that? You can't see viewers. But John is pretending he doesn't know what he means. But it really looked like he was about to just got in my face and was about to hit me.
Yeah.
And so I was about to hit him back. And then the whole thing just disappeared into nothingness and they carried on walking. What the fuck was that?
Are you sure that's not just your sort of ghetto overreaction? You know, you've always got to be on your tiptoes around
in case you're going to get shot. Every car that turns around the corner, I do honestly scope as well. I'm like, all right, okay.
No car
drives past me in my area without me noticing who's in the thing, tagging everyone like Facebook.
You got babies fucking selling crack on the corners of your streets. I've seen it.
Or yeah, left on their own devices. You can't arrest a baby for possession of class A.
So, Dave, let's kick episode 33 off. You're about to say something? Or show me something?
Just a silly little story. I've got some road stories here because I knew Jay wasn't going to be here. So I thought we could talk about some stuff.
Should we talk about him? Should we slag him off when he's not here?
No, you guys slag me off, I know, but I don't go in for the old slagging people off.
He's a tosser.
Tosser. And
he's going to die alone.
Stupid cow. Your brain's in the wire, isn't it? A pensioner who led police on a 27-mile low-speed chase at 10 miles an hour finally stopped after an officer tapped on her window while running alongside the car. Running alongside the car. So I think this is kind of an indictment against our police.
I think so.
Because Caroline Turner, 76, ignored blue flashing lights but eventually stopped when an officer ran... Yeah, repeat that, why not? On a dual carriageway, okay, that's quite funny, and tapped on her window. He asked her to stop, and she said, "Why, what have I done?"
This
is for driving 10 miles an hour on a dual carriageway. You're likely to die, woman. But the thing is, if these are American cops, do you imagine she would have got 27 miles before they got the stingers out and shit on her?
Just shot her back windows out.
Yeah, tires out and everything. Oh. So this is actually really a non-story. Yeah, so basically... The police were first identified when she drove the wrong way round a roundabout.
Which is a woman.
And she's old.
Old woman.
And, and then she proceeded to go for 27 miles down several motorways, and the police just couldn't stop her. In between 10 to 20 miles an hour. 20 miles an hour, max speed, and our cops couldn't milk the bitch.
Could they not box her in?
I don't know what they did. They were just following her, obviously. They're like, at 27 miles, it'd take 15 miles an hour, average.
Yeah.
So that's 2 hours. 2 hours they were chasing this fucking woman.
What the fuck were they doing? They were too busy drinking themselves.
I bet they were stopping off in every little chef, saying, "Oh, she's not going to go far down the road, is she?
Let's just go for another 20. There's another little chef down the road."
And it 76, it just reminded me, I was listening on the radio and people were going on about, they think that older people should have to take their driving test again at 70 and then again every year.
Yeah, they
should. I'd say you. I think you should take it.
Me?
Yeah, every year. Just because it would be funny. Because you know after 1 year, I don't drive myself, but you know after 1 year after your test, you're doing stuff that you're not realising that you'll be failing for.
Yeah.
If you're keeping... Nobody drives like they're doing the tests, do they?
No, of course not. They keep changing the tests as well. Because when I passed, it was... You had to do such and such and drive around for such a period of time. And then you had to do two manoeuvres, you know, a turn in the road, a three-point turn, blah, blah, blah. Now, I think they have to do a single manoeuvre and then they get told to drive to a certain place by themselves under their own volition.
Yeah.
So they say, drive to, I don't know, Littleover or whatever. And then they just get left to drive for, 15, 20 minutes by themselves, you know, using direct. It's just to sort of encourage them to use direction, because obviously one of the big number one factors that people can't do after learning to drive, and I'm just as bad, is getting lost and not being able to find your way around. I get lost so easily. I try and drive to our friend Ben's house once, and I got lost. Ended up on the A52 driving myself to Nottingham, which is like a half an hour drive. And I did it twice. I drove back into Derby, got lost again, and found myself back on the A52 driving back to Nottingham. It took me an hour to get to my friend's house, and it's about a 25-minute drive from my house.
What about the time when we tried to go fishing? We ended up at like an hour out of the way, didn't we?
That's to find the J-train. He is fucking appalling. I'm bad at direction. I'll admit that. I get lost. This guy is incredible. J Train gets lost. He lives 10 minutes away from me. We live in the same area. I live at one end. He lives at the other. He gets lost around my streets.
Yeah.
And I've known him for about 10 years.
But you get lost around mine, but he gets lost around mine more as well.
Yeah. He's awful. He's a good driver, but he's fucking terrible at direction. Awful. So... There you go.
Yeah, but the main reason I brought that up is I wanted to show you a video about... I'm not sure if it's bad driving or good driving. This is some European guy. Forgive me for not knowing his nationality. John may be able to clarify.
Cunt?
Yes, from Kuntistan.
I don't know.
Well, okay, some European guy driving a truck down a highway, yeah, having a rather good time about it.
We're going to play this video and it'll get posted on the website, yeah, on the website. So here we go.
Please rate my driving. That's what this sticker should say on his fucking truck.
Brilliant.
How's my driving? I don't think there's any sound. What?
He's dancing whilst driving his truck down a motorway.
But literally, he's got his truck on cruise control and gone into the passenger seat and is holding on the steering wheel.
Wow.
Whilst dancing like a twat.
That is incredible.
It's not even good dancing, mate.
He's not even got any shoes on.
And he's driving with his feet, and he's a wanker.
He's loving it. He's having a right good time. Oh, fair
should
play
not
to
be
him.
Allowed.
I think you should enjoy a good drive. You know, if you're a driver professionally and you're driving a large delivery truck and you're driving down a motorway for straight, you know, straight for miles and miles and miles, I think you should have a little jig.
But you could see the cars in front of him, man. Oh, tits. Hey, you could see the tits in front of him. You could see the cars right in front of him, man. It was
just a little slip and
and that
and
was it. Everyone was fucking dead.
Dead.
For a mile. Millions were caused. Death of millions were caused today.
I like the bit where he stood away from the wheel, didn't even hold the wheel, and did a little dance next to the steering wheel and then went back and sat down. I thought it was pretty good, actually. Quite impressed.
That's
nice.
That's going to go on Britain's Got Talent.
We'll put that on the website.
They don't have enough freaky things like that, do they? I can drive a truck whilst not actually driving a truck.
I can drive a truck and rape a woman at the same time.
Well, I'd like to think, and this would be a good thing actually for people to put out maybe, if they watch it on the website, what song do you reckon he's listening to? Obviously.
I think the Macarena.
Last Ketchup, or whatever it's called.
What did Last Ketchup do?
I think, is it Last Ketchup? I don't know if that's the name of the song or whatever. It's I say, boy. That be another Mojave de Boogie de Bee.
Shut up, David.
Shut up.
Is that it for the driving segment?
I think so.
Yeah?
Okay. Yeah, it's not driving, unless you want to watch some chavs surfing.
Oh, the chavs surf.
On cars.
I think we've seen that before, though, haven't we?
Did we? Oh, it's all right then, leave it.
It's just a bunch of chavs in a car park.
It looks fun. I think the police should let them get on with that shit. When they get hurt, just like...
Yeah.
Don't patch them up.
Car surfing is basically when you drive into an empty car park in the middle of the night, your friend either sits, stands, or just holds on to the top of the car and you drive around in circles trying to knock him off the top of your car. That's car surfing.
Yeah. Basically, if you think of the shit film Death Proof and think of the high-octane adrenaline thrills that the ladies get by tying themselves to the bonnet, well, that's the British equivalent, which is going about 10 miles an hour in a car park on top of a Fiesta. Because we can do high octane as good as the next nation.
Anyway, Dave, I think we'll move on from the car theme. I've got a story here, basically. This is the gory moment. A Spanish bullfighter had his face ripped apart by a raging beast. Okay?
I'm guessing it was a bull.
So I've already got an erection because I love these kind of stories.
Spanish and pain.
I can't. I love it when humans get unstuck by animals. It's fantastic. The 107 stone animal. Wow. The 107 stones animal's horn tore through Juan José's Padilla's face from his lower jaw to his eye socket, emerging beside his protruding eyeball.
Oh.
So it ripped his face in half, basically. More than 20,000 spectators gasped in horror as the Hulk picked him up by the face. Padilla had slipped, leaving him at the mercy of the bull in the ring at Zaragoza, Spain. He was rushed from the ring, his face covered in blood, as he shouted, I cannot see anything.
I dare say he might be a bit more distressed than that.
Ow! My eye! Padilla 39 needed a 5-hour operation after suffering eye, bone, muscle and skin damage. All I've got to say of that is, ha-ha.
Yeah, could happen to a nicer man.
Dickhead.
There's an animal like five times the size of you and you want to wave a handkerchief in front of it and stick fucking swords in its hindquarters.
I love it.
You deserve what you get.
Yeah,
right?
I There's nothing that fills me with more joy than going on YouTube of an evening and just watching matadors being gored to death.
Yeah.
Running with the bulls and seeing people getting trampled, or when an elephant goes mad and stamps people to death. Fucking love it. Absolutely adore it.
I have a little more sympathy for the elephant one.
Well, there's one where there was an elephant in a zoo and it's obviously not being treated very well and being whipped a lot.
That's
and then
fine,
and then it goes on a rampage.
Good.
And yeah, there you go. Doctors Simon Sanchez and
Simone, I'm guessing.
Meh. And Nadal Crispal said surgeons use titanium plates and mesh to reconstruct his face. So he's like a cyborg now. Spanish cyborg.
He's more mesh than man now.
Boring assistant, said he was lucky it didn't penetrate his brain. The terrifying accident happened at one of the final bull festivals of the season. TV footage showed Padilla getting up from the ring, his face gushing with blood as the bull was distracted by bull ring assistants, i.e. clowns.
That's proper TV coverage, though, isn't it? We don't get that shit over here.
No, we don't get that kind of good quality entertainment over in this country.
Something bad happened, and this is the road after it happened.
I know, we don't get to see that. Somebody slapped somebody in the face and said, "I beg your pardon, sir."
There is footage of the heinous, brutal mauling, but we can't show it to you because we're too prim and proper.
Apparently, bullfighting has been banned in Catalonia from next year as a result of the increasing pressure from animal rights activists. And that's the end of the story. This guy has come away as a cyborg. Do you think he'll now use his metal face to headbutt
the bulls? Well, more for him if he does. I have a bionic forehead.
Boom. Now, $6 million man.
If the bulls won more often, I'd let them continue.
But Dave, they can't win, because even if they win the match, they're still going to get speared to death.
Don't they keep ones that have succeeded in fighting off the attack to fight another day?
Yes, Dave, they do. They go to a happy pasture.
Killed.
Huh?
No, until they eventually get killed. I'm not being that naive. But don't they go, "Oh, this is Gorda, man. We'll keep this one for another goring."
Yeah, that's how it goes. But
if they've got any sense, they would.
Yeah. What cunt goes into a fucking ring and heads off against a fucking horned cow?
Spaniard.
Spanish, yeah.
There he goes. Oh, there we go. Bit of casual racism.
Nothing wrong with that, sir.
Sun-dried racism.
We might get another fucking email.
We're not racist. We're just putting it out there that Spanish people are quite stupid for fighting bulls.
I think that's a fair assessment of the situation. Woman to marry amusement park ride.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I can see why, seeing a photo of it.
I found this story because Mysterious M told me about this. She'd read it in a magazine and let me know. Apparently, a woman somewhere else is trying to marry a roundabout. Because she gets...
As in like a car roundabout or like...
Like the magic roundabout. Apparently, she was doing it because the only way she can get off is by riding the horse up and down.
That's just sick.
Well, this woman's marrying a roller coaster. Amy Wolf, a US church organist, who claims to have objectum sexuality, a condition that makes sufferers attracted to inanimate objects. She plans to marry a magic carpet ride, which is basically like a roller coaster. There's a couple of things here. It says it's a woman, and I'll put a picture up on our website. It looks like a large fat man to me. There's no woman I can see. Oh yeah, she's happy. She's riding the ride. She's riding it for her fucking life. But it says condition and sufferer. Is that applicable here? She doesn't look like she's suffering.
No, she's just a pervert.
Yeah, an awesome, fantastic pervert. This follows a courtship of 3,000 rides over 10 years with the... what's that say?
Well,
eight-foot gondola ride called 1001 Natches. What's that?
I can't see it. Nax.
Yeah, Nax.
Some speed,
anyway,
I guess.
Some sort of speed. So she's not... What I like about this woman is you've got to give her this. She's not just settling with any old riffraff. She's gone a 10-year courtship with over 3,000 different rides.
That constitutes a relationship.
Yeah. She's playing the field.
I don't get that many rides, usually.
Well, not where you are, just recently.
I've not got 3,000 yet.
Have you broke it yet?
No. Notching them up quickly.
So fair play to her. Miss Wolf, 33, from Pennsylvania, will change her surname to Weber after the manufacture of the ride, she travels 160 miles to visit 10 times per year, according to her report.
Why didn't she move?
Why didn't she move closer to the ride?
Why not get a job in the amusement park?
Why not build the track so it goes to her house and back? And this is a quote. I love him as... And it's a him.
It's a him.
It's a him.
But she's not a lesbian, John.
Well, that would just be silly. I love him as much as women love their husbands, and I know we'll be together forever, she said. Miss Wolf first fell for the ride when she was 13. I was instantly attracted to him, sexually and mentally. Excuse me. I wasn't freaked out, as it just felt so natural, but I didn't tell anyone about it because I knew it wasn't normal to have feelings for a fairground ride. No shit.
Oh, what? That's...
And it just says, here's a pic of the lucky man. He looks ready for the wedding night. I'm going to put that up on our website because it's hilarious. It's one of those spinny rides that dunks your face in water every so often.
Can I just say, mentally attracted to? What is there to be mentally? It's got no mentality.
She's mental.
Yeah, obviously, that's what she meant. But she, what's it? I'm physically and mentally attracted to it. There's nothing to make of an emotional contact with, is there?
Well, over 10 years, she's ridden 3,000 rides, and she's picked this lucky man. This lucky ride. Male ride. I don't think it has a name. So, it's true love, I think.
I don't think it is, because I think this poor ride is a victim of circumstance. It can't move anywhere. She keeps coming on it, getting her rocks off, riding it. I bet she doesn't know how to turn him on or his cogs worked or anything. Selfish woman.
Mm.
She should think about the man once in a while. Tickle his rivets, please.
Oil him up.
You know what I'm saying?
Jesus
Christ.
It's
all take.
Selfish bitch.
Yeah.
But the... I mean, well,
good luck to her, maybe. Good luck to
the both of them. Hopefully they'll have a fruitful and productive marriage.
I can just see that now, that they'll get rid of that ride, make room for a new one, so they cut it all down, and she'll be like, the bastard left me.
Do you think the manufacturer will build little miniature ones and they'll have kids?
Or there'll be a really nasty divorce at some point. She'll want the seats.
Yeah.
I'm taking the seats.
Oh, I've got nothing to say, really, about it. I can't even... Who's officiating the marriage? I mean, is it getting done in a church? I mean, what the fuck? How the fuck does it work? Who's gonna be on the groom's side?
There'll have to be some kind of civil... the roller coaster over there.
Who's going to be the best man? Unbelievable.
Anyone here present, see why these two cannot be bound in marriage. Speak now or forever, hold your peace.
Although, have you ever heard about those people that get married on rides, roller coasters,
oh, yeah,
and things like that?
Stuff,
you know?
Like that. That's lesser, though, isn't it? It is weird, but why should you get married in the church if you don't believe in God? Why not get married on a ride?
Yeah, get married anywhere you want.
I'm going to get married in a crematorium.
I like it. I'll be there. So, yeah, good luck to Mrs. Wolf, or Mr. and Mrs. No. She's taken his name. I forget. Weber, yeah.
I remember. Weber.
Good luck to Mr. and Mrs. Weber. Bless him.
Yes, many happy returns.
Many happy returns.
What's it? 10 times a year, is it?
Fucking hell.
Oh. Well, just quickly.
Yeah.
When I was in Skegness, like 2 weeks before that, one of the rides there collapsed. Well, I say collapsed. It was one of those rides that just go, it's like same thing as a Ferris wheel, but you're all in like a big canoe shape kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
And it just goes up and down. It's shaped like the Ripsaw, but it doesn't go that way. It goes sideways.
Right.
And that one part of that just fell off.
With people in it?
While people were in it, while it was
Jesus.
At the top. But only 7 people were injured. No one was killed. I was really disappointed about that.
Were they seriously injured?
2 people were seriously injured.
That's all right.
Yeah, it's getting better. It gets a little better
if you
elucidate, doesn't it? But what makes me laugh... what makes me laugh about that is I was sat there eating fish and chips on a grassy knoll, waiting for JFK.
Yeah.
The fairground was heaving. I don't know about you. If 2 weeks prior, one of the rides fell apart on everyone, I would not be tempted to ride that roller coaster...
I would not be
right next door to it. Just preserve your lives, people. Although, hopefully, somebody will die soon.
Yeah, hopefully.
We need some good news. And I mean good in, like, extravagant, explosive.
I want to move on now, Dave.
Okay.
Unless you've got something else.
Not really. I've got crabs. And piles.
And
but
piles.
I don't think we should discuss
this. How are the assists? Have they reappeared?
It's just long gone. It was only the one as well.
All right.
God damn it, yes.
Was it actually assist?
Yeah. It wasn't... It didn't need operating.
There's
a big pustule on my penis.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. I grind it down now.
We have had... I'm going to direct everybody now to the Dirty Kong podcast forum. Where is it, Dave?
It's at...
Oh, come on.
DirtyKong.forummation.com.
Hey, there we go. Yeah. There's been a new thread posted on our forum, and it's simply entitled Road to Truth.
Road to Truth.
Are you ready for the Road to Truth?
Road to Damascus. Then? I'm ready for my moment. Come on.
So I clicked on it, as you do. And here we go. This is from... Humanity, something like that.
Okay.
Road to the Truth can be found at the following address, and it directs you to a website.
Okay.
And you go to said website.
This is going to be good, isn't it?
It's going to be great.
It's going to be Christian.
The Road to Truth. This is truenewworld.com. It's a religious website. Road to Truth. Wishes. Find yourself on the road you have found. Wait for yourself on the doorstep you have already mounted. Make the step and come down, ye, from the doorstep to the new world, loving this world, and behold the God in the human and recognize yourself in this God. Dave? Comments?
Okay, the grammar's nearly as bad as yours.
Yeah, that's true.
What? what bollocks is this you're sprouting?
I don't know.
I don't understand it. It leaves me with nothing.
There's a lovely image of a tree here, and it says the way to the tree.
There's a fruit on it.
And
pick
a fruit.
Up the fruit, click on it. Pick up the fruit, pick up the fruit.
Okay.
Oh, don't. It was just more text.
Belief is changed with the knowledge, and the religion is changed with the truth. One could be not a Christian, a Muslim, or Buddhist, but one should be homo perfect.
Muslimin.
And his age started at the earth, and he will change the Homo sapiens. As Homo sapiens came to change Homo habilis, nonsense bollocks. It's a complete page of just babble and
they've got
words.
One picture. They can't be bothered with no animation. Come on, religion, catch up. If you want to make these kids play, make them shoot non-religious people in some Call of Duty online game. Can I also question why everyone seems to feel the need to cure our souls? Our souls are damned and we're perfectly happy with it.
Yeah, true. There's a couple of posts on the forum as well. JC Bad says, this is some awesome bollocks, shite. I check it out for a laugh, though. And then we've got C Bean. Well, some people have their own beliefs and fair enough. I wonder if they realised how bad the DKP are in terms of religion. Laugh out loud. I hope they tuned in. Loving the show. You just heard episode 32. Good one. Liked the band at the end as well.
Yeah,
so there you go. That's the Road to Truth. I suggest anybody check it out.
Yeah,
because
it's that nail on the head, anyone.
Yeah. It is quite awesomely great bollocks. It's a good for a laugh, as
most religion is.
JC Bad says. So check it out, guys. I just thought I'd draw your attention to that, Dave. Don't know if you're aware.
I wasn't aware. Now I'm aware. I feel a whole new avenue of spirit opened.
You've got a couple of admirers on the forum as well. Did you realise that, Dave?
No, I didn't realise that. I didn't realise there were any more sad people in the world. Are these female admirers?
You've got UK Spirit chiming in with four. You know, Mum Lord One, she likes you. Seed me, my hot, sexy doggy. Kiss, kiss. JC Bad, wow, laugh out loud, that's a horny lady. I think this guy's in his 20s. I claim this by Ready, the show description. Sorry, guys, I've outed you.
Well done, JC Bad.
He's on the ball, that guy.
We do actually tell them that we're all 20-something.
Yeah, we're all mid to late 20s on this show.
Well, what's her name? Mumlord.
Mumlord likes you.
You haven't seen him. You know. I'm sure I'll put my email address. Or maybe I've not checked my email address for like 3 months.
Yeah, our personal email addresses.
If you've send me any kind of thing, I'll see to seeding you.
So yeah, one last thing about our forum. Talking to UK Spirit, he's opened up his own thread, the Darwin Awards. And for anybody out there who doesn't know, the Darwin Awards is basically funny stories about people that have accidentally killed themselves in really stupid, ridiculous ways, and thereby taking themselves out of the gene pool and helping the rest of humanity out. So you can nominate people for the most, you know, retarded fucking, you know, accidental deaths. And UK Spirit's posted a couple up on our forum, and they're quite good to read, so I recommend anybody go over there and read them. So I'm going to read just one out, because I think it's funny. Let's have a look. 20th of February, 2008, France. A 71-year-old pensioner met a shocking end when his frugal attempt to illuminate his yard with power siphoned from the national grid backfired spectacularly. The gentleman in question illegally opened up a major power junction box at the front of his house, intending to hardwire a cable from there to his garden shed. Unfortunately, he attempted to do this by rewiring the cable box during a major downpour, i.e. storm, i.e. rain.
Rain, i.e. wet.
Yeah. The result was all too predictable. The poor chap was immediately deep fried and declared a Darwin Award winner at the scene. So there you go, Dave.
Well, if one will expose fucking high amounts of electrical cable in rain, one will get killed.
Indeed. So, like I say, listeners, go over there, check some of these posts out because they're quite funny, and if you've got any, add them yourselves. That's the forum. Anything else, Dave?
Speaking of awards, it's not quite as interesting that, but I don't know if anyone's ever heard of the Ig Nobel Awards. It's like, it's a proper scientific award thing given to some outlandish...
Penis?
Outlandish research done by scientists, and they've got like the same structure, the same awards as the Nobel Awards, but for really weird stuff. Like, physiology prize this year went to some people. I'm not going to go for all the names of all these scientists because I think that's just too boring. But the studies that these people have done is quite funny, and you can look it up yourself at some point.
Okay.
But their study was, there's no evidence of contagious yawning in the red-footed tortoise. Somebody won an award for that. Why the fuck do you need to know that?
What?
You know how, like, contagious yawning in humans, like, if somebody yawns, the next person yawns. Somebody's actually had funding and researched if there is this kind of yawning within one species of tortoise.
Okay.
Now, that's really confined. Next one, in Japan, they've just got the chemistry prize for trying to develop a wasabi alarm.
A wasabi alarm.
This alarm, they've determined the ideal density of airborne wasabi. And everybody knows wasabi sauce for having with your sushi. Indeed. If you're posh like John and shop at M&S.
What?
Well, they've decided, so like an air freshener, but it's an alarm clock and it releases enough wasabi in the air to wake you up.
Okay.
And somebody won an award for that.
Fair enough.
Medicine was given for research. And to see how people can make better decisions about some kinds of things, but worse decisions about others when they need to piss.
I need to piss right now. That's quite coincidental.
Hey, and how is it affecting your concentration?
Okay.
Yeah. I think we could discuss this. I think you probably, within the podcast, you're more... What's the word?
Sorry, Dave, I wasn't listening.
Oh, shit. Well, that blows that right out the window. I was going to say you're more focused on the podcast.
Yeah.
Because you've got to piss, so you've got to take your mind off that, so you're delving yourself into the podcast, but your spatial awareness and shit, I would say, would be decreased.
I think, but that's almost, like, makes sense. If you really need to piss or you need to have a shit or whatnot, you feel sick, you think about something or you try and do something to take your mind off of it.
Yeah, I'm saying these are genuine things. These are actual ignoble.
I remember, this reminds me of something like, about 5 years ago, I was watching the news and it was like this sort of scientific breakthrough, this discovery that it was a headline as well in the major news that apparently when you go up to go to the toilet in the middle of the night, you wake up from sleep.
Yeah.
When you turn the light on in the bathroom to piss, it makes you more awake.
Just it wakes the light you up. In your eye.
Yeah.
I guess that's probably quite true.
But isn't that kind of obvious?
Well, that's kind of obvious, I guess.
I knew that anyway.
Well, somebody researched that. They might have won a prize for it as well.
Probably did.
So cause... I think we should do some weird research.
Diddy Kong Science Awards.
What happens to a sparrow's eye when you put a pin in it?
What happens to a Scottish person when you deprive them of beer?
Deprive.
Deprive. Is it, I need a piss.
They turn to heroin.
Or fried foods.
Oh, the Australians winning the biology prize by finding out that a certain kind of beetle mates with a certain kind of Australian beer bottle. I'm guessing this is the Brown Foster's bottle. And they publish a paper on it. Beetles on the bottle. Male beprestids mistake stubbies for females.
We all do that though, don't we, to be fair? What? Jesus, oh, that's yeah. Good though, I like that.
You always get good head from a bottle, don't you?
Speaking Whoa. Of good head and Scottish people, just want to say hello to Claire.
Hi, Claire.
The bastardess Claire from the DHP. Hello, oh, Claire, my dear.
This is the custard woman.
The custard tits lady.
Can I throw down that I wanted to like cover herself in chocolate? Because then she can be chocolatey. And then she can be chocolatey Claire.
But chocolatey Claire. Come on, Claire, if you're listening to this, dear, you've got to do that for us. You've got to post it on our forum as well, please.
Pretty please. Pretty,
chocolate
pretty
Claire.
Please. Chocolatey Claire.
I'm going to post that to
you. I do declare I want chocolatey Claire.
I think that's a good call, man.
And just the actual one that makes me laugh the most, because I think it's quite an ironic one. I'm going to read this all out. The mathematics prize goes to Dorothy Martin of the USA, who predicted the world would end in 1954. Pat Robertson of the USA, who predicted the world would end in 1982. Check this out. These are all American.
Oh, I'm looking
Elizabeth Clare Prophet of the USA, who predicted the world would end in 1990. Oh, apart from Lee Jang Rim of Korea, who predicted the world would end in 1992.
Fantastic.
Credonia Mwende of Uganda, who predicted the world would end in 1999. And Howard Camping of the USA predicted the world would end on the September the 6th, 1994, and then later predicted that the world would end on October the 21st, 2011. And this prize goes out for teaching the world to be careful when making mathematical assumptions and calculations.
I just posted Chocolate Eclair to Claire Cooper, and she said, oh, I like what you did there. And she gave us a smiley face.
Does she know why, though? You have to tell her it's because we wanted to cover herself in chocolate. Mmm, chocolatey. Mmm, Claire. Sorry, I'm making myself sound like a sex pest. And we all know that's not what I am. John, you're going all silent, mate.
I know, I'm typing. Sorry, mate. You're going to have to carry the show for 2 seconds.
La 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 la. Anybody want to suck my cock? No, nobody wants to.
That's brilliant. Bit of improv there, Dave. Okay, let me just go into a story. Just a short one. If I can put it up here. Woman accused of robbing home to buy porn.
Robbing her own home or somebody else's?
Authorities say that the 18-year-old Minnesota woman admitted to investigators that she broke into her neighbour's home 3 times looking for items she could fence to feed her porn addiction. Anoka County Sheriff's investigators say that the neighbour called to report he had surveillance footage of Amanda Rose Owens sneaking into his East Benthal home through a dog door. Through a dog door. How small was this bitch?
Well, how big was the dog? If, at the end of the day, if you've got a flap big enough for an Alsatian to get through, then an average person will be able to get through it too. Because they're not dexterous, are they? They're not going to, like a cat, squeeze through a hole. The hole's got to be considerably bigger than the dog. So a person can get in it. So just don't be a lazy fat American and open the door for your dog to have a shit, please. Or alternatively, just leave it inside to have a shit.
Yeah. Isn't it wrong with that?
But I think everybody should rob people to keep up their sexual antics.
Sorry, I'm having a conversation with Doghouse's Claire. Sorry.
Quite distracted, aren't you?
What are you talking,
Dave? What are you saying now?
She just said, tits dipped in chocolate, that sounds interesting. Ace.
Yeah, it does.
And she's typing some more. She's a bit of a gabber, this one. I love her.
She is female.
I love her to death. Christ, Dave, have we got nothing else to talk about, man?
We got a fecal matters, have you?
Yeah, I've got a short fecal matters. Are we going into fecal matter?
Yeah, we may as well.
We may as well. That's what we think of this show.
I think you're getting distracted now by women wanting to cover themselves in foodstuffs.
Well, I think most men get, you know...
Yeah, but I can't see the conversation and I can't be distracted by it and I'm feeling left out.
Oh, I'm sorry. So let's go over to fecal matters then.
I need poo.
Fecal fucking matters.
We're in fecal matters. I couldn't quite find the audio, but we are in actual fecal matters territory now. Dave, what do you think of fecal matters?
I think it's shit.
Do you think it's as dark and dingy as our old sitcom?
I think it's shit.
You think it's shit?
Yes, I think it's shit.
Well, if you think that's shit, this week Fecal Matters is a short story, and it's actually an entry sent in again on our forum by Just Insane.
Just Insane. Nice name.
And it's a personal story, Dave. And it reads as follows. Ha 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 ha. Okay, well, one time when I was like 13-ish, me and my two friends were playing outside, and I had just gone, I just had to go poo really badly. But at the same time, I didn't want to leave my friends and miss any fun. So we were just jumping down into a ditch, because that's fun, to go into this random field behind his house, and well, I pooped myself a lot. And the funny part is that, ha 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 ha, I went back into his house alone and told his mum I fell in some mud, and I borrowed a pair of her son's pants, and she touched all the poop when she went to put it into the washer.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
I think, you know, a woman's job is never done. And that's a prime example of getting your hands covered in shit there.
And I hope she has some good soap. Because the family shit, as we found a couple of weeks ago, is one thing. You can drink your family shit and stop having diarrhea. But another family shit, you never know what's happening. Your kids can go blind. And you can become a dog. I think that was the gist of the advert. Does remind me of a slight...
Could you ever mistake shit for mud?
No. Especially not an adult shit. My shit, even if it was all like diuretic and sloppy and looked like wet mud, wouldn't smell like wet mud.
Yeah.
And there'd be bits in it, wouldn't there? Peanuts and corn and teeth.
Etc.
Chicken beaks, stuff like that. It just
reminds... Thanks, Dave.
It does remind me of a time though, because I'm on the Mablethorpe vein. So ages ago, when I was about 11, I was at Mablethorpe. And I stood outside the phone box with my dad, and my mate was making phone calls to the family back in Derby, because my mum and dad separated, so I was ringing my mum and he was ringing his mum. And when my dad was on the phone, my mate was there, up and down, like, I need a shit. And I was like, oh, you can hold it in for a second, you can hold it in, you'll be fine. He's like, okay. And then as my dad come out the phone box, he went, oh, shit myself. And so we took him up to the front of the beach where there's these cabins that nobody uses anymore, broke into one of them.
As you do.
Because we were miles away from the flats we were staying at. And bless my dad, I had to do this. Like, took his child. He was crying and stuff, and I felt real dirty. Because
he was really crying?
Yeah, it was about 10 or 11 and he'd shat himself.
Right.
While the first, it was not blessed by his parents. His parents didn't take him on holiday. I don't think he'd ever been on holiday, and he'd definitely never been away from his parents on holiday. So he was feeling really good, and then he goes and shits himself. And the worst thing is, my dad was really angry. You know my dad. He was like, fucking shit yourself, or you just tell someone you need to shit. And I was like, yeah, you should have told someone. And like, even though he'd obviously told me that he needed a shit. Oh, and I felt bad for about that long. Yeah. And then I just like, oh, it was disgusting shit, and having to go at him myself and picking on him for a couple of days, even though it was blatantly my fault. Well, it wasn't. There was no way he was getting back in time. So he was always going to have to shit himself.
Fair enough.
But yeah, some shit there. If your mate's going to shit himself, let him and blame him for it.
Again, Claire's typing in. I think if more girls had tips dipped in chocolate, there would be less wars. If there was beer-flavoured chocolate on those Bade boys, there would be no war, just love. Dave, response?
Oh, I concur. I think chocolate and breasts would solve all the world's problems. And they would actually probably get rid of religion. because that religion will be saying, no, don't look at those chocolatey tits. And they'll be like, fuck off, religion. There's tits with chocolate on over there. Fuck you, religion. Fuck you.
We should have, we've got to have Claire on the show at some point. She's a cracking lady. I think you'd get on with her,
Dave. Give her that, pardon?
I think you'd get on with her.
Yeah, I think I would if she's got chocolate on her tits. I think I'd get along with anyone. Even Amy Winehouse, if she was still alive.
Oh, I definitely would. Definitely. Dave, I want to just throw up a thing I'm organising currently, and this is for the listeners as well. Episode 35, Dirty Kong Podcast, that's coming up in a couple of weeks.
Yes, 35 episodes old.
And basically what we want it to be is a, I guess a sort of listener feedback show, but more in the lines of giving us dares. So what we basically want you guys to do out there is post on our either our Facebook page or our MySpace page, or give us an email or a voicemail with ideas or dares for us to do on the show live on episode 35. So that's what we're looking for. Any sort of submissions or ideas. Or you can just send us a story or something funny to talk about. Something
to
throw in.
Papers of our dignity.
Yeah, we've got a couple of emails at the moment, a couple of suggestions that are coming in, so I'm happy about that. And
I don't look at like how, yes, I'll try that again. Go. I don't look, I can't fucking do it. God damn it, help me. I don't like the way you look happy about that. There's something sinister in that smile.
We've had quite a few submissions that are quite funny so far, but we're hoping for more. And who knows, it might carry on past 35, but we just want to make it a special show. It just saves us doing work. We don't have to find any stories or any fucking fecal matters or anything like that. So it just gives us a break for once. Yeah. I mean, we've given you non-stop fucking fried gold for the past 33 episodes, so I think you guys could throw us something.
Fried by a Frenchman in the rain. That just brings us back to that.
So, yeah, that's good. I'm half French. Anyway,
your lower half.
So, yeah, that's for episode 35, please, guys. If you can send us some submissions to email, Dave? No?
Email? Yes. DirtyKong.co.uk. No, that's the website. Shit.
DirtyKong@live.co.uk. That's the email. You can send us a comment on our forum. We've already discussed the forum.
We've done the forum, yeah. We did the website. We've done everything. You can get us on MySpace and Facebook also.
Indeed. You can just drop us a comment on there. Or you can Skype in and leave us an actual voicemail on Jono Dirty Kong. That's on Skype.
Or you can try and Skype in from a train and be totally incoherent.
Yeah, you can do that as well, can't you?
And Momlord, you can call me.
Yeah, definitely Momlord. Get in touch. Or Claire, when you listen to this, as I hope you will, I think you should ring in next show and talk to our Dave. He's lonely. And he likes the idea of your custard/chocolate-dipped tits.
One of each, please.
One of each. That'd be awesome. But she's a lady, as far as I'm concerned. She's a special girl that, you know, needs protecting and needs honouring. I love you, Claire. Mwah. Anyway.
John's moved his side son from the Troller Baby Winehouse.
Fit. Mott. Oh, Claire. She loves the word mott, by the way.
Sweet. I've recently heard that Keith Lemon is using mott.
Really?
Yeah.
How have you heard this?
Because people are using it. And they're using it as to mott is to eat out, as in to lick minge. But I think apparently it might be of Scottish derision anyway. But I don't know. I thought we coined it. I thought we made it up.
I thought me and you made it up, but apparently not. Mott is another word for fanny for them.
Oh, okay, for the Scottish.
For the Scottish.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I actually had a discussion with Claire and Scott from the Doghouse Bastards radio show over Skype about this whole subject. And I sort of gave the impression that us here at the Dirty Kong podcast thought that Mott just stood for any kind of dirty, hot trollop.
Well, that's what we did, didn't it? It was just like not necessarily attractive in any kind of way, just dirty and up for it. Something you shag. As an experience.
Yeah.
Risk.
Dirty
you
bit
need
of
to
mott.
Fill out a risk assessment form to shag some mott, the way we see it.
Bit of filth.
Bit of filth. Bit of dirty filth.
Dirty con filth. Jesus, Dave. I tell you what, man. We've had the two last shows we've done have been over an hour and a half, so this looks like it's going to be a slightly shorter episode.
Oh, I'm sorry, man. You get it short and sweet with me.
Yeah, I'm sure your older girlfriend's used to that. So, is that it now, Dave?
I believe we're done and dusted. We've had enough talking to you. Aww. I don't mean you listeners. I mean, I've had enough talking to that twat over there. Who? Love you, John. Love you.
I love you too, Dave.
No, you don't. You just say that. You never look me in the eyes anymore. See you later, Jay.
Jay's not there anymore.
He's not there.
We're going to end on a song by a band called Amplifier. You can find them on MySpace and Facebook and all that shit. And the song's called Airborne. So, until next week, episode 34, that's goodbye from me, John Boy.
And that's goodbye from me, VD.
Indeedy-deedy. Goodbye. Yep, indeedy, we love you. And send us in some submissions, you cunts. We didn't say cunt.
We just did.
Awesome.
Cunt. Just an animal just like you, in a laser beam and a human.